The analysis also helps identify more readily where models are getting it wrong in the initial conditions. Now, if your weather event of interest is on day 7, map analysis probably isn't going to be super helpful unless you're doing it globally. But if your weather event is in the next, say, 24 to 48 hours, those initial conditions become far more important to sort out. Where is the model biased too warm or cold, too wet or dry? Did it pick up on subtle short waves or subtle height falls like those in the southeastern U.S.? Is the position of, for example, a shortwave ridge in the wake of overnight convection accurate? Or, in this case, does it get the 850 millibar moisture axis correct in location and magnitude? Let's look more closely at the boxed area.